Yes, it's less than 30 days until Christmas, everybody. Now, that can be great cause for celebration for some who love Christmas, and for others, not so much. But with major sales upon us, like today's Black Friday sale, where they push online offerings, at a time when bricks and mortar stores are usually packed, are we in for a very different Christmas shopping experience this year? For you, has the way you shop for Christmas even now in November changed for this year? Perhaps you're spending less on things and more on food, or have you done your shopping early and sent it off in the post? Because I understand that if you weren't in the mail for some countries by the beginning of this week, you're going to miss Christmas. That's how long things are taking. Are you doing more of your shopping online right now, or are you going to be relying on sales? Like to hear your shopping behaviours, what you've decided to do for this 2020 year. And as we know, it's been a hell of a one. With me is Louise Grimmer. Louise is a senior lecturer in marketing at the University of Tasmania. Hello, Louise.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, look, you know, it's been an extraordinary year in terms of online shopping, and now we've got things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and we've all been receiving those emails. They seem to be taking off in this country, and they become more and more mainstream. Is that going to also affect how we shop for Christmas?
Yes, I think so. Look, as you say, this year is unlike any year we've experienced, especially in terms of the retail industry. And Black Friday that starts officially today, but I don't know if you're like me, my email inbox has been full of Black Friday offers since the start of the week.
Yes, indeed, me too, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And usually Black Friday traditionally was to get Americans to come out of their homes after Thanksgiving and actually go into physical stores. But, of course, we're seeing a lot more shopping taking place online this year. And so Cyber Monday, sort of, I think Black Friday, Cyber Monday are all sort of melding now into a week-long online and in-store extravaganza. But what we see in Australia is that with Black Friday, that really signals the start of the Christmas shopping period, and retailers are really, really keen for shoppers to shop either in-store or online, just as long as they're spending money. And we're seeing some predictions about what we think retail sales are going to account for this year.
Yeah.
And they're going to be up this year on the same time last year, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, explain that to me. Is that because, I mean, how does that work? Is it because there's a surge because of lockdown easing? Is that why it's all happening?
Yeah, it's going to be a combination of things that sort of it's predicted. So we've seen the National Retail Association and the Australian Retailers Association both predict about the same spend. So somewhere between $50 billion and about $53 or $54 billion will be spent by Australians during the Christmas trading period, and about $5 billion of that will be online. The reasons that that figure is predicted, and it's an increase of almost 3% over the same period last year. Some of the reasons that we think that's going to happen is, one, because of the government stimulus that has been put into the economy throughout the year, but also a lot of people obviously haven't been able to travel at all this year, certainly haven't travelled internationally, and I would argue many people haven't even travelled interstate.
No,
so
yeah.
There's a lot of perhaps money that people have saved during the year, and also I think probably a lot of people are thinking, you know, it's been a year, hasn't it? I'm really going to enjoy Christmas this year, whatever it might hold. But we are seeing different predictions for spending across different categories. So that's always interesting to look at too.
Well, before we get to the categories, I'm still intrigued by the figures between shopfront shopping and online. I was surprised at how low out of the 50 billion or so, which is an extraordinary thing. I love the way you said it so casually. You just sort of dropped it out of your mouth. 50 billion. It's extraordinary.
50 billion.
Yeah, but only 5 billion of that roughly will be online, which is, I think you said, about a 3% increase only since last year.
Oh, the total spend will be about a 3% increase.
Oh, the total spend. Okay.
Yeah, the total spend. But look, you're right. This online figure is very interesting because, you know, if you think about media reports or just anecdotes, totally. We think everyone is shopping online, don't we now?
Yes,
because
we've
had to.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of the, if you're in Victoria, for example, you had to shop online. And when we first went into lockdown this year, of course, a lot of people had to shop online for the first time. They had to. There wasn't anything else that they could do. But online shopping last year accounted for about 8% of total retail spend. Now, it's predicted that at the moment it's sitting at about 11 or 12%. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a huge number, but if you think about what the increase is from 8 to 12, that's happened in a very short period of time, about 8 months. And the jump, we expected that would probably have taken about five years if we hadn't have had COVID. So it's continuing to grow. But you can see from those figures that Australians actually do like shopping in stores.
One of the things I thought would help hold people back at Christmas from venturing out is if you've been in lockdown, you know the pleasures of travelling in a car when there's no other traffic on the road. Suddenly all traffic is back on roads because lockdown has eased and people are returning to work or returning to some formal semblance of normal life, albeit with some safety around it. And as someone speaking from personal experience as a commuter, the traffic has gone up to 90% of what it used to be anyway. That would deter me from going out Christmas shopping right now because I know the difference between now and 5 months ago.
That's right. And I think you're right. I think it depends where you live and what your experience has been this year as to what your appetite might be for the way that you're going to shop this Christmas. So you mentioned that Australia Post had already signalled that shoppers needed to start shopping a lot earlier this year because of delays with deliveries and things.
Particularly
overseas, you're right. So you've missed some of those sort of cut-off dates. It's for Europe and Canada and the UK and the US. But I think it depends on how you experience this year. So for a lot of people I've spoken to who live in Victoria, they're sick to death of shopping online. They couldn't wait to get out and get back into the shops. But then there are other consumers who, quite rightly might still have some health concerns. They might not want to go into physical stores. And so there's going to be a whole lot of shoppers that are still keen to shop online, and they need to do that fairly early because there will be delays in deliveries and with supply chains and things. But I think one of the really interesting things is we've seen a lot of people who want to support small local stores.
Yes.
And now you can actually do that by still shopping online because of COVID-19, a lot of those small stores really got their act together in terms of either creating an online store or really improving their offering. So shopping local doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go into a local store. If that's something that you don't want to do, you can still support those small stores by shopping on their online shops as well. So I think we'll see a mix of online and physical spending. That's what a lot of people have told me they're going to do this year. It's certainly what I'm going to do too.
My guest is Louise Grimmer. She's a senior lecturer in marketing at the University of Tasmania, and we're talking here about the fascinating aspect of us, really, and our human behaviours around shopping. Do you think, Louise, this year's selection of what will make it under the tree or being given to family even after the Boxing Day sales will change because of what's happened over the last 9 months?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, isn't it? So some of the predictions about different categories that are going to be popular, food and alcohol is always performed strongly at this year. I mean, that's a bit of a no-brainer, isn't it? But the prediction is that sales will be up by about 10%. The other category that's going to be up is household goods. And there was some reporting about, Harvey Norman and some of those big box stores have had a bonanza year. But even smaller stores selling household goods, that category is predicted to be up by almost 10%. And if you think about it, that's because we've all spent so much more time at home, haven't we? Especially if you lived in Victoria, for example.
Yeah.
And so we've looked around our houses and thought, oh, I need some new furniture, or I don't know, I want to make my home much more cozy and a pleasant place to be.
I think others have decluttered as well, though, Louise. There might be a diminution in some people's shopping behaviours around indoors because they've spent far too much time being cluttered.
That's right. And we know that houseplants are very, very popular this year. So a lot of people are greening the indoors of their homes. Interestingly, clothing, footwear and accessories are predicted to be down by about 12%. Now, that category has actually been suffering for a number of years. pardon me. COVID has probably contributed to that, especially this year. But that category was suffering even as we came into 2020. But interestingly, there was a report that I read this morning which had surveyed some people about what they were going to buy on Black Friday. And a lot of people said that clothes were at the top of their wish list. So, maybe people have been waiting for the bargains that Black Friday and Cyber Monday and the sort of week-long extravaganza of sales are offering them. The other category
I was going to say, though, on that, Louise, too, often you want to try on clothes before committing, so that's why you would wait until now to go out and do the shopping.
That's right. That's right. But still, even Michael, a lot of people still buying clothes online.
Oh yeah.
And that's where I think retailers have been sort of, it's very difficult. They've got to offer, free shipping, for example, free returns, because if you try it on and it doesn't fit you or you don't like it, all of that process happens again for the retailer where the returns come in. It's actually much more cost effective for retailers if you have people come into stores. And so that's why, retailers are really keen to see shoppers back in store. But again, I think it depends where you live. I'm down here in Tasmania and life is pretty normal here. And if you go into the city or out to shopping centres, people are really shopping as they normally would at this time of year. But I imagine in other places around the country, it is going to be different depending on what your concerns are or how you've experienced this year.
That's right. So there may be health concerns around you leaving your house if you've had a year that you felt really pressured you and burdened
That's
you
right.
in a health way. But I'm also thinking about those people, and there's thousands of Australians who've had very low incomes for two-thirds more of the year, underemployed or unemployed.
Yes.
Do you think retailers understand that in catering their marketing to the wider marketplace?
That's a really important point, and I'm glad we're going to talk about it, because, of course, we talk about all this big retail spend. We talk about bonanza years for certain retailers, but it's been an incredibly difficult year for many Australians who, as you say, might have lost their job or had their hours reduced or had other health concerns or other things that have gone wrong. Look, I don't know. I mean, I think retailers, this is a traditional time that retailers, it's the most important part of the year for retail sales.
They go really hard.
They go hard because they've had such a year this year, if you're a retailer in Victoria especially, and this is the time that they really need to try and recoup a lot of the losses and reduction in sales that they might have suffered
during the year. But Louise, that could come off as tone deaf. If you don't listen to the electorate, who may not feel like they want to spend that much or in that way, couldn't
That's
that cause
right.
offence? It could actually be offensive.
Yeah, I think in Australia we do have a very good offering of different tiers of retailing. So, for example, Big W, Kmart and Target, those really well-known discount department stores, have really got their act together over the last couple of years, and a lot of people do now shop at those discount retail stores. So I think we do have a very good offering, but I understand what you're saying. I think all of us in the community, whether you're a retailer or whatever industry you're working in, need to recognise that this year has been very different. It's a very different experience depending on who you are. And I think as we head into Christmas, that's something that we all need to heed, really.
Louise, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
Louise Grimmer, Senior Lecturer in Marketing at the University of Tasmania, with some fascinating insights into how we behave and how businesses behave as we lead up to Christmas. Everyone's in that same boat of having a tough year, but we need to be, I guess, careful around our buying and selling behaviours when it comes to getting what we need for that celebratory time. I think experiences are a good thing to purchase. What about you?